When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your hostess with the mostest, Caroline M. Diamond. I am going to have a polarizing topic today. I feel like some of you will be surprised by this. Some of you might not even like me after this, but I'm willing to put myself on the line for art. Yeah, I am. My topic today is the musical Hamilton. Okay, let me set my seed, okay? When Hamilton first came out, it was like obviously like a huge boom on Broadway. Amazing. I love that there's a show that everybody likes, everybody can agree on. I love it. I heard the songs kind of everywhere. I personally did not listen to the music, okay? Because I was like, I'm gonna see the show first before listening to the soundtrack. It never happened. I never saw the show. And obviously years go by, everybody's still like gabbing about Hamilton. Everybody I know who is in a musical theater world has either wanted to be in Hamilton, has been in Hamilton, or has gone back to work on Hamilton in their career. So, probably a few months ago, I was with Madison, big surprise. I don't know how the conversation of Hamilton got brought up, but it did. And I had never seen it, okay? And during the pandemic, they had a filmed version that was put on Disney Plus. And for a long time, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it. But it's like 2.5 hours. So when things are like really long, like 2.5 hours is too long, okay? 3 hours, too long. Whenever I see that, like when I wanna watch a movie, there are so many movies that I have on my list of movies that I wanna watch, but they're so long, 2.5 hours or 3 hours. I'm like, babe, cut it down, shut it down. I truly believe that nothing should be longer than 90 minutes. If you cannot get your topic, your script done, signed, sealed, delivered in 90 minutes, it's too long. Edit it down. We're suffering out here as a viewer. We are suffering, okay? So, I don't know why that day I was like, let's watch Hamilton, okay? So we start watching Hamilton, and I'm a girl who loves subtitles. I'm sorry, I do. I like to read while I watch because I feel like I miss a lot of the script. I miss a lot of like background. I miss a lot that I can't get just sonically, okay? I gotta like see it. I'm a visual learner. I am telling you, had I not had the subtitles up on the screen, I would not know a third, two-thirds of the plot of this musicale, okay? So the musical is about Alexander Hamilton. I was not really a big person in history class in school. I don't really know what he did prior to this. I mean, like, yeah, like, do I have name recognition? Sure. And I don't know. I'm like, another white man. Here we go. Put him into the fold. Let's compliment sandwich this for a second, okay? Because that's really what I like to do. The good things about Hamilton. First and foremost, I would like to say to Lin-Manuel Miranda, it must have taken you so much research and studying and time to not only learn about the history of Alexander Hamilton and all those little intricacies, but the time it took to write this with the multitude and like the depth of information. Like that was really hard. I totally get it. And kudos to you, okay? And in the filmed version, it was with the original cast. Very talented cast. Everybody's very talented. Y'all can sing. Y'all have a lot of lines and things to like remember. So kudos to you. Okay. Again, had there not been subtitles on the screen, I have no idea what the hell is going on, okay? I already don't know the history, so I'm like, wait, what? They talk so damn fast that I'm like, wait, what's happening? Oh my God, I'm confused. And then I don't know how everything is linked. Maybe I'm just stupid. And maybe that is the bottom line, is that maybe I am just a dumbass. Maybe I am. Whatever. I don't give a shit, okay? Maybe I am a dumbass. I will give myself that. I am a dumbass on my head, on my chest, whatever. I'm a musical girl, okay? Don't get it twisted. I love musicals. I need dialogue in my musicals. Whenever there is a strict just sing show, that always brings me back to the people who do not like musicals. And they're like, I hate musicals. And I don't understand those people. But I do kind of can understand why people hate musicals when it's simply just songs the entire time from start to bottom. I am literally like, can we just talk this out? This scene does not need to be rapped, sung. We could just say it, okay? And I couldn't even tell you when a new song stopped and when a new song started, because everything is very much like this. And then we go, ah, he, ooh, he, hey, hey, ho, ha. Like that is literally like, tell me the difference between that, what I just did, and a Hamilton song. I'm not gonna miss my shot. No, I'm not gonna he, ha, ho. Like, I'm sorry. No, it's really not for me. Like, and I get that's like Lin-Manuel Miranda's style is very like boom, t-t-cat, kiki, t-t-cat, go-go-go-go. Like, okay, go off, king, not for me, okay? And I feel like you would really like this show if you were a history buff. Go have your show. Love it for you. I would see it. I would see the live show if the tickets were free. So if you got a plug, I'll for sure come. I ain't paying $150 to see that show. To be confused with no subtitles? You're crazy. I need subtitles because I have no idea what the fuck is going on. But they like, you know what? Everybody get your check. That's the one thing I'll give to Hamilton. Everybody's gotten their check for years. And most importantly, Lin-Manuel Miranda is getting his check. So it really doesn't even matter what I have to say, honestly. But I don't really like Hamilton, and I'm sorry. You can skin me alive in the comments, but I will find my community. There will be people out there that do not like Hamilton that much. Find me, okay? Heavenly decree. I love my new little intro for currently. It's so cute. Welcome to Currently. This part of the podcast is everything that I am currently reading, watching, and listening to. As for reading, I'm kind of in like a little bit of a reading slump right now, so I'm not really reading anything at this current moment, but I'm opening myself up to the fact that the reading gods will be in my favor, and I will want to read words on a page. Amen. Thank you very much. That's all I will say on the topic. As for what I'm watching, this is very, very exciting. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, and I'm finally doing it. I am rewatching Glee from the beginning. So I watched Glee in real time. So I remember watching Glee in high school. And, you know, I would go to school all day and then I would go to dance all night. And I remember that I could not come to school the next day without having watched the episode of Glee, because it would be completely spoiled for me. So what I would do is at the end of, you know, dance, it would be like 10:30 p.m. I would watch, do homework. Fuck no. hey, you know what? We all graduated, you know. I don't know. My parents still don't know how I graduated, but it doesn't fucking matter. I did it. I also got a college degree in dance, but I got a college degree. Don't matter. So I would watch it after dance on TiVo. Hey, shout out to TiVo. And then so I would be armed and ready for the next day of school. So I kind of fell off, like, when it started to become a new cast. It was a little too much for me. It just became a lot. And then also with Corey Monteith's death, I kind of fell off of it. So I would say I really watched the first three seasons of Glee. And then I think it made it to season 5, but I can't really recall season 4 or 5. So I've been rewatching Glee, and I think that I'm taking my time watching it. I'm not really powering through and binging it, just because the show is fucking batshit crazy. I mean, it is batshit crazy, and I love it. Because it's one of those shows, I believe in comedy, and this is my comedic preferences, I believe that everybody should be made fun of. Everybody. Nobody should be safe in comedy. And that's why comedy is funny to me. Because we all have our quirks. No matter what walk of life you come from, we all have things that are funny about that. So why not make jokes about it? But anyway, I think that what I will need to do is make one full episode talking about one specific season during my Glee process. So I haven't finished the first season yet, but I just wanted to let you know that that is what is what's coming on the podcast. Is I will be reviewing each season when it happens for a full podcast episode. My God, the show is fucking batshit crazy. And like, I need to do more research on like, how the fuck do they get all of the rights to these songs? Because they are doing songs. Okay. And as for what I'm listening to, I really, really like Tame Impala. I like Tame Impala's past like 3 or so albums. And I was really excited for this album. And for me, it didn't disappoint. The internet doesn't really love it. And you know what? And what do I have to say to the internet? Most of y'all don't even have taste. Okay? I really, really like the album. It's more of like it's more DJ Kevin Parker than Tame Impala, I would say. But that doesn't make it a bad thing. Even when End of Summer, the leading single, came out, I was obsessed with it. It's like a 7-minute song, and it feels like it's 2 minutes long. Love it! Love it. So, yeah, I really like Tame Impala's album. I do. The Australians are really coming for us. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this content. I really, really appreciate it. I would love some sponsorships again. I would love some sponsorships, because I would love to be paid for the work that I do. Or make a video go viral. I would love a viral video. Let me addendum that. I would love a viral video based on the good things of me, not something that gets misconstrued into something that wasn't even said, okay? That's happened to me before, recently. But anyway, have a great week, and I will see you next time. So yeah!